is Big Country 1029. I'm Susan, and I have a special guest with me on the phone, Dave Wenkel from 22 to None, which is a veterans organization. And I'm going to let you explain what it's about and what you guys are doing.
Susan, what we did is we put together a group of veterans up here that just really wanted to try to bring the veteran community together, to try and build that sense of camaraderie that we have while we're serving, to try and defeat this awful statistic of 22 veterans that are taking their lives on average every single day.
It is a scary number, but it's a real number, and I don't think a lot of people are aware of that. You actually started a fundraising campaign and awareness campaign. Was last year the first year that you did the walk?
Last year was our first year of the walk. This year we're bringing back that hike. We're going to do it again. We made some changes to hopefully get a couple more people come out and do the hike with us this year, though.
Okay, give us the details on what's going on with the hike.
All right, the hike is going to be Saturday, October 7th. Last year it was 22 miles. This year we're going to do 22 kilometers. It cuts it almost in half to try and get more people to come out. And that way we can leave a little bit later. Last year we had to leave at 7 a.m. to try and get it all done in the day. Now we're going to do it at noon. We're leaving from Reigning Liberty Ranch right here in Traverse City. And we're going to actually make a loop and come back to Traverse City. That way we don't have to worry about rides like we had to last year.
And anybody can participate in this.
Anybody that is willing to step up and walk about 14 miles. Or you could do 7 if you meet us at the halfway point. It doesn't cost anything. It's all you got to do is register so we know how much food, because we got food this year when we get back. So we just need to know how many people are going to be there.
Does it raise money, or is it just about raising awareness?
Our hike is all donation-based. We try to not make it to where you're paying to register to do all that stuff. It's up to you what you want to give, or how much or how little you want to give. I know some people don't have the ability to do that, so even coming out and hiking and talking with the veterans that are going to be there in community, that works for us.
And is there like a specific route you're following?
We have the route is up on our Facebook page, and it will be added to our website soon. And it basically, we're going to go right around Silver Lake in Traverse City.
And right back to Reigning Liberty. So anybody along that route can come cheer on the people that are walking, maybe even take a minute or two to walk a mile. I mean, you don't have to walk the whole thing.
Yeah, if people wanted to jump in off the side, we're going to be headed right down US 31, headed south towards Chummed Corners, and then we're going to turn and head straight west on 31, headed towards Interlochen. But when we get to Grand, we're going to turn north and go right back up around Silver Lake.
Where can people get more details and sign up if they actually want to do the hike?
They can go to the website. Is the best place to do the registration and see some details, and that is 22to none, all the number 2.weebly.com, or they can go to our Facebook page, which is 22 to none,
and then that's spelled out 22 to none. So if you want to look for it there, we also have a link on our website as well if you need more details. What are you hoping to get out of this?
The biggest thing that we want for it to do is if people are unaware of the statistic of the fact that we're losing our nation's finest in a staggering awful number, but we hope that becomes more aware to them. And then the veteran community, we've already had a couple veterans that are really excited to get out and meet more of the local veterans community in the area. And that's what spurned 22 to none to kind of kick off. Myself and my vice president, Ben, who served in the Marine Corps with me and went to high school with me, we noticed that there's so many flags or license plates or stickers or decals on all these cars, and we don't really know any of these guys. And it just seems like, man, we've done so much stuff, so much similar things, we could talk and have that stuff, hash that stuff out, as opposed to let it kind of bury inside of us. But why not get together and do something to bridge that gap and bring us all back together.
And talking about it too could change somebody's life. You know, they may think they're alone, but hearing your story or somebody else's story may make them feel part of something and give them hope.
Absolutely.
After the hike, about what time do you think that part of it's going to start?
We're hoping, if our pace is really similar to last year with the one stop and everything, we're hoping to be back to the ranch about 4:30 or 5 o'clock. When we get back there, we have pulled pork, and we got a bunch of sides and salads and everything you could want to have, we're hoping. And we're even looking into a couple of things to try and offset the fact that we did plan our hike on the biggest college football day in Michigan.
Yeah, but you're more important than that by a long shot. All right.
Yeah, we think so too, but we're still trying to do something to accommodate for everybody that kind of wants to know that score. We're trying to work something out. So,
and a live band, yes or no?
We do. We have a band. It's going to be an acoustic set for about an hour, a band, Evershine, right here out of Traverse City.
Thank you for what you're doing.
Oh, thank you. It's all of our pleasure.
22 to none, their second annual Veteran Suicide Awareness Hike coming up October 7th. Details on our website at 1029bigcountry.com.